proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We have been examining the typology of the tabernacle. Today's program will focus upon what is known as the showbread. The Hebrew expression render the showbread consisted of two nouns. The Hebrew noun lechem, meaning bread, and panim, literally faces, or presence. In other words, showbread denotes the bread of the presence. The author of Exodus employed the identical terminology for both the showbread itself and the table upon which it was placed. In Leviticus chapter 24, God directed the Israelites about how they should prepare the showbread. He told them to make 12 loaves, with each cake containing 2 tenth deals, equal to approximately 6 pints, or 2 liters of flour. The basic ingredients of these loaves consisted of fine flour. According to the Jewish historian Josephus, the showbread should not contain leaven. The cakes of showbread rested in 2 rows, with 6 cakes to a row. Each of the 12 loaves represented one of the tribes of Israel. The Israelites sprinkled pure frankincense upon each row of loaves. Every Sabbath day, the priests would make 12 fresh cakes of showbread. They then ate the old loaves, accompanied with wine. A notable exception to this practice occurred in 1 Samuel chapter 21. When the priest of Nob gave David showbread for his men to eat. In Exodus chapter 25, God instructed the Israelites about how to make a table on which to place the showbread. The table derived from shittim wood, that is, akakiah, overlaid with gold. It measured 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high, approximately 3 feet in length, 1.5 feet in width, and 2.25 feet in height. On top of the table rested a crown, that is to say, a border of gold. This crown measured 1 hand breadth, approximately 4 inches. 4 vessels made from pure gold rested on top of the table of showbread. The priests employed dishes upon which they placed the loaves of showbread. They utilized separate bowls in which to keep the frankincense. Pans or spoons held the frankincense which they sprinkled on the loaves. Pitchers on the table served to hold liquids designated for offerings. The showbread and the table of showbread depicted the enjoyment of spiritual fellowship with God. As an anointed community, the Levitical priests partook of the showbread on a regular basis. The typology of this as it relates to Jesus Christ looks upon the Savior as the sustainer of his people. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, for instance, Paul referred to how the Israelites in the wilderness, quote, did all eat of the same spiritual meat, unquote. God alluded to this matter in the 55th chapter of Isaiah's prophecy, in which he declared, quote, hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness, unquote. In one sense, the table of showbread also foreshadowed the way which the early Christians observed the Lord's Supper. When the Old Testament priests ate the showbread, they could gather at the table of showbread every week, where they would partake of the loaves. In a similar manner, the earlier Christians assembled together in their love feasts to have fellowship with one another. Therefore, the table of showbread symbolized fellowship. Not only the fellowship that would exist between God and his people, but the fellowship that would exist amongst God's people themselves. The table of showbread thus pointed to the spiritual communion God's people enjoyed because of their relationship with God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.